Welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki. I am so grateful to be here with you tonight. We discuss issues to help you walk your soul's pilgrimage in your own authentic way. Sharing the path with your angels and spiritual guides gives you the comfort and security of always knowing you are not alone. You are invited to visit my website at livingyoursoulsjourney.com and fill out the Freedom to Be Me journal, a place of self-discovery. The show airs every Sunday night on BBS Radio at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. Call in or just listen during our inspirational discussions from guests around the world and from Dr. Vicki, a counselor of law and spirituality. And now, Living Your Soul's Journey. Welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey this evening. I am Dr. Vicki, and it's a pleasure to be here this beautiful, beautiful evening. I want to do a special thank you for Richard Andrew King, a renowned numerologist, for his assistance in working with the show and hosting it for the last couple of weeks. I have been off. Not that I haven't been working, but I, as you all know, I lost a very dear family member, and I've had a lot of trips to handle to get all of that in arranged and handled. And it certainly has given me a very different viewpoint on life, better than ever, because I really have had to deal with a lot of people and a lot of situations that have helped me to address the issue of how to handle stress. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. I am my own guest, if you may. I welcome calls. And you can go to BBS Radio and go to Station 2 on your internet, and you can find the best number to call in. Right now I don't have them, but you can check that, and I will get them shortly for you. Now, I want to basically say that everything that I talk about is coming from my experience, my training, and my education. So when you question something that I'm saying, and I certainly always hope that you question everything in your life, because that is a sign of discernment, which in our world today is extremely important in handling stress and in handling life itself. And it's fascinating because as I have progressed in the last 6 weeks since the passing of someone very, very dear to me, I've really, really gotten it that a balanced life is one of the key components to handling stress. What is a balanced life? Well, it's a balance of life between spirituality, which is your connection with the angels, the masters, the spiritual guides, God, spirit. I don't really, it's unimportant as to what you call it, but for my purposes, I call that energy spirit. And I have a spirit encompasses angels and all of the beautiful masters and all the ascended masters and just, you know, the wonderfulness of those that have that ability to help us in ways that we can't get help on this planet Earth. And the reason why I keep talking about that as opposed to just say, well, you handle stress 1, 2, 3, 4. And there are many courses out there, and there are many places that you can go to get stress handled that way. But I have found personally that the best way to get help that way is to have that balance between living on this planet Earth, which for most of us, you know, it can get stressful. I mean, you can have the most beautiful family and the most wonderful job, and everything can be pretty, pretty nice, but say, for instance, you're like me and you're technically a moron or a moron, you know, you just can't get it. Well, that can be very stressful. I talked to some friends of mine who are my spiritual mentors, and they asked me, what stresses you? And I said, internet, trying to get those documents printed out, or the internet goes out, or there's some new program or some new app. And I'm sitting there with this look on my face like, I don't know what in the world to do. And my daughter comes in and she presses the button and it all works again. Because I believe that there is some educational program up between the, you know, in the spiritual world, between when you come back and when you leave. And I think there's schools up there of some sort. And I'm not going to be talking about that because I'm not an expert on that. But there are many that do have very strong views on what goes on up there. And I say up there, that's a common thought that we all have, that it's up there in the heavens. But it's really right here. It's right with us. It's just not spiritually, physically seen. She'll just come, and I think she's gotten some sort of training. I think they all have under a certain age here. And I don't know if it's the millennium kids and below that age. I'm not sure, but I'm always so impressed. So a balanced life is not just, you know, eating and sleeping and all that, but that's part of it, and I'm going to get into that in a minute. But it's that connection to your spiritual life that keeps you in a state of not feeling like you're all alone here on planet Earth, because folks, that can make you feel stressful too. For those of us who have decided not to have a marriage, if you may, and you know, you're walking the path, you know, with yourself in that sense. And you know, in the world today, people think of you as lonely that way. Well, oh my gosh, I'm never lonely. That's for sure. I mean, I can't even imagine if I were in the middle of the woods where I could only hear an echo for miles to come, I would not be alone. And it reminds me of that beautiful story that I heard. I don't know where I heard it, but I'll share it anyway, that there was a lady that was walking through a alley type of a place. And she surrounded herself with angels. And so she walked through it, and she, you know, lived to tell. And then the next person didn't. And they were, you know, assaulted, et cetera. And they asked the men later, they said, you know, I don't know the whole story, y'all, but something to the effect of they wondered why the first lady that walked through did not get hurt. And the criminal people, the ones that had assaulted the other lady, said, well, I mean, she had all those men around her. Well, truth is, she didn't have any men in the physical world, but they represented themselves as men. And there is so much spirituality that is in our world today that if we just take a moment to breathe, to really breathe, to really be in gratitude and take that quietness, we will feel that spirituality, which will bring more peace into this world to have that balanced life. I look at the last 6 weeks of my life, which I haven't been live except for once during that time period on my show. And I needed that space. I needed that space to be in my new world, in my new forward path in my life, because it is a brand new life for me in ways that I didn't even know would be here. And I have been personally going through a lot with the group of people that are in the area that I live in, because, and I will be very specific about it, there is no POA here. It's a property owners association, but people are paying dues. And most of the people that own the property or homes have gone into apathy over it. It's been so stressed that they've gone into apathy and said, well, I'll just live like this. I'll let my property values go down. I won't do anything about it because it's too much work, too much stirring up of emotions. So being the person that I am, seeing that my home values were going down, I stirred the pot. And I've been now getting many, many thanks for that, because it's more work for me. But in the long run, it's a karmic issue. It's like, I got a very strong message from someone who had crossed over. And as you all may not know, I am a natural medium. And that means that I am able to communicate with those who have crossed over in ways that's maybe different than other people. But I can get messages that are profound. And I know now why the house hasn't sold. And I know now why things have gone on the way they have. Of course, the roads are the main reason why they haven't sold. But at this point in time, I'm now doing something as best I can about that situation. Will it get resolved? No, not necessarily the way I may want it, but it will get resolved. And now that the pot is stirred, other people have come forward and are so grateful that someone has taken that initiative to do something about it. Now, why do you say that has anything to do with stress? Well, let's look at it. When you're working with people, they have their lives, they have the way they were raised, they have their set of circumstances, they have their sort of circumstance of views, whether it's in a POA or if it's in your work. When we are dealing with people, with egos and spirituality issues, not meaning in a bad way, but belief that if, let's just say you're religious, and you believe that this is the only way to resolve your life, period. That's it. The Bible says this, or the something else says this, and that's it. There is no other negotiations with it. That's it. And as I understand it, and I learned this in psychology, and I've talked to many people. Lorelei is a friend of mine. She understands this. And a lot of people understand that flexibility is a sign of good mental health. So in this crazy world we live in, we have got to have that ability to be able to be flexible. So if we're living by a rule that says, if you do this to me, you are an evil person. And if that, you know, it's like these cults, you know, that say, if you don't believe as we do, your family has to disconnect from you. Because you are therefore a bad person. Because if you don't believe the way we do, and you even vocalize about that, then you are evil. Well, that is a set in stone belief, and it has, you know, destroyed families. It has created wars. It has caused more problems because we don't become flexible. So from a good mental health of a balanced life here on Earth, it's always good to be flexible. And even in my own spirituality, I am extremely flexible in that because I will be trucking along just like I had been. And all of a sudden, I have a situation that I can't necessarily handle with my own tools. So I have a team, not just spiritual, but I have a team of wonderful, wonderful people. And I want to give acknowledgments to Robert and Brenda right now because they are probably two of the most powerfully spiritual people on this planet that understand how to help other people, truly help, without creating more karma or drama or more stress for people. So I'm still learning. I don't even pretend to even know a fraction of what I hope to know, as even in this life, to learn to become more balanced and become less stressful. I know as an attorney, I know a lot of friends that are attorneys. I can't call them real friends, but business associates. And many of them turn to alcohol to handle their stress. And I'm going to take Sandy's call this evening and see what she thinks about stress, because she's always funny, always comedic, always brings such beautiful love and light to our world. So what's going on, Miss Sandy? I thought you were out on the beach somewhere.
Darling, my hubby's late getting here. He'll be here any minute. I wanted to call in right now. And the comments I have are for your listeners out there. In the South, we tend to, if our preacher doesn't teach it or preach it, we don't go outside the box and realize that that there are other spiritual truths. And I just want to testify that Vicky, when Vicky said she can communicate with those who passed over, she most definitely can. She proved that to me back in 2012 when our dog passed away, and she said some things specific right down to the color of the dog drinking bowl and the dog's the color of the dog's eating dish and how the dog felt about those utensils and some other things that she would have had no way of knowing if she had not have been communicating to the spirit of my beloved pet who had passed over. So that's the first thing I wanted to say. The other comment that I have, Vicky, is You are such a good person, and you're so fair with everybody, and you're such an honest person that you speak your mind, you ask questions. And for the people to be reacting like that to you simply because you ask what the POA funds are going to and get mad at you for trying to find out what they're using the funds for when the roads need to be fixed and this, that, and the other, you're not doing anything wrong by asking. They've got something to hide by getting angry with you, or they wouldn't get angry. And I just wanted to tell you, buck up, Buttercup, because you're an eagle, so do not let turkeys get you down. And if any of her PO people are listening, that's not very nice, but that was much less not nice. And I hear hubby driving up now, and I just want you to know that, Dr. Vicki, I love you, and thank you for all the times you have helped me.
All right. Well, thank you, Sandy. And you go out and enjoy your day with your hubby. I hope Charlie, your puppy dog, will be a part of this adventure.
Oh, honey, I'd come more near leaving hubby home than my puppy. You know that. I love them both, but the dog listens to me better, and he gets points for that.
you tell
okay,
Charlie.
God bless y'all, and I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Sandy.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I love her accent. It's so Southern and so authentic. She should be teaching authentic Southern over in California to all the actors, because she truly does have a beautiful Southern accent. And I have to tell you something funny, and we'll get back to the stress, but it does help me to laugh a little bit. It's when we went to Mississippi to see my family that had crossed over's family, some of our cousins and everything. I was talking like that, and I was so Southern that, I mean, and it was so funny because I didn't realize this, but being raised in the South all my life, I always talked about my Aunt Chris and my Aunt, you know, Vic and Aunt Eddie and all these folks. And my daughter said to me, because she was listening to all of us talk at the dinner table, and she says, do y'all realize, she didn't say this to me, I mean, until afterwards, but she said, Mom, do you realize y'all all call your aunt, ain't, like the word ain't, A-I-N-T. And I said, no, never thought of it. And she said, yeah, y'all. And I'm sitting there saying, ain't Chris, like, you know, ain't that true? And it was humorous, because you don't realize how Southern you are. And it was just so easy to get back into that Southernness. And I have to tell you, I had, talk about relieving stress. I went back to my roots in Mississippi and went to where I went to school, college, where I graduated from college. And I saw a friend, and I want to talk about him tonight because I'm not going to mention his name, but I was so impressed with seeing him again. I had known him when my son was extremely small, 2 or 3 years old. And when I saw this person, and I can't call him Carl, I won't put his name to his last name, but, you know, it was like seeing somebody that you deeply cared for all those years. You hadn't talked to him in 50 million years, and yet they were still that same beautiful soul that they always were. Same house, everything. It was interesting seeing some friend that had been in the same house that you'd known for 40, 50 years, and I've traveled many, many other places and lived in several other homes. So it was like, wow, this is amazing. And I just really, you know, the value of seeing him just touched my heart. He'd had, some heart attacks. He'd had some health issues, but he still was out there doing what he loved, which was including fishing. And when they told him he couldn't fish in his little boat anymore because it was too dangerous, he could fall into the water, guess what he did? Most people would say, well, he quit fishing. No, not Carl. He got up and bought a bigger boat so that if he fell, he would fall on the deck of the boat and not in the water. And I just thought that was the most beautiful way of handling stress, because honestly, he loves to fish. So, you know, he can't fish anymore. So I told him, why don't you put some some sort of water in your pool and put some fish in there and fish out in your backyard, something like that. But it was just such a pleasure. And then I got to see Paul and his new wife, and they lived this fabulous life of being meeting each other after all these years as lovers from early life, high school, and now they're in their, I don't know how old they are, but they're you know, mature, and they've come back together and got married and are living this totally relaxed life. And when I say relaxed, they're very balanced because they both are spiritual, but yet they know how to handle the circumstances of living the day to day. And I want to talk about that. And I want to just congratulate Paul and Carol Sue as well, because what friends. I mean, you know, they say if you can count your friends at my age on one hand, you know, you've succeeded. And I can. I can count the friends that I have on one hand that I could call up any time of the day and they would be there for me. And I feel very, very blessed for that. And I'm just in deep gratitude for each and every one of them. But I have to say that of those friends that I have, I would say they have a pretty balanced life because they do have that spirituality. They do work. They do plan their life. And I want to talk about that daily life because for me, that can be the most stressful life when you are trying to do something in your life, work, for instance. I really look at a person who goes to work at 8 to 5, who works for a corporation, a small business, a medium business, but they have to be there at 8 or 9. They have to leave at 4 or 5. I'm wondering, with all the things that I do all day long, how do they get it all done? Well, it has to be done at night or sometime, maybe on the weekend. And, you know, a lot of businesses aren't open at night. So, you know, look at the stress. When we were driving to Alabama and Mississippi, we were looking, my daughter and I were looking at the drive from where we were in Dahlonega. We were looking all the way down through Atlanta, all the way to Birmingham. And I looked at my daughter and I said, can you imagine if you had to drive this every single day? And I know, you know, folks like Don are working from home. I work from home, but I still have to drive. But I only drive to places that don't have traffic. And so it's amazing to me that people can live that life of waking up every morning, drive to work, then get in this situation where they are working with people that also have their own issues. So you get this mirage of people that are working together in this workplace, regardless of what they're doing. And, you know, you to build that stress level is probably not that hard. It probably builds up pretty quickly. And then somebody's had a bad day, or somebody doesn't, you know, is religious, somebody isn't religious, or somebody's spiritual, somebody isn't spiritual. And you start, and then, you know, you may get in somebody that has to do it their way. They're not flexible, and especially if they're your boss. And that can cause so much stress. So what I just want to take a moment right now, and I want to just say, I know this can be very difficult because I've been there. I've done it. I've been in court to the point where you're so exhausted and you've got all the stress and you've got all the upset. So I can't imagine that type of corporate world or business world being much different than court, because you're still working with people. You've still got that stress level. But always remember that when you are in those moments, if you can learn, it takes 21 days to break a habit, but if you can learn to take a deep breath, because no one knows what you're doing. It's not like you're, you know, stopping and putting your fingers together and putting your legs cross-legged and doing all these ums. Well, you can't do things like that in our daily world. You can do it at home if you want. I don't personally do that, but I mean, that type of meditation, there are all kinds of beautiful ways to meditate. But if I'm in the middle of a closing, or if I'm in the middle of an appointment and I can't take a walk, that's my stress relief, or take a nap even, then you got to find another way to do that. And I want to just share this with you. If you will just, no matter if even if anybody's talking to you, even if you're in the middle of a courtroom, you can take deep breaths and you can breathe in. I'm doing it right now as I speak with you. You can just breathe in and say, you know, God, Spirit, just be a part of my life right now. Take over this stress and take it away from me. And then if you have to talk right away after that, then just talk. If you're in the middle of court or if you're in the middle of a meeting, I want to let you know that it is very, very easy to take those deep breaths and say, God, Spirit, take over. Take this stress away now. And really allow that heart opening to come in so that that stress can be released. It will help y'all. It can be that simple. Now, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that that's going to handle all your stress. I will not do that because that would not be really factual. But it can help you in that moment until you can learn to get techniques. And I have a wonderful CD that I have from Brenda Pantango. I have some beautiful CDs that a friend of mine that is from Delphi has that helps to relieve. She's my redheaded mentor, I call her, and she has a beautiful tape, Miss Hayes. And, you know, there are ways that you, once you get home, but then I know people are sitting there, if and I want to talk about some other things right before the show is over, but, you know, it's like, sometimes you get home and you've got stress as soon as you get home. You may be the mother or father of two or three kids. You may have situations where you have to cook dinner. You may have pets that you have to take care of. And you're exhausted. First thing you're going to want to do is probably have a drink or lay down on the sofa and watch TV for a couple of hours. And then that's great. And that's good. And it is de-stressing to do that. But if you have the kind of body that I have to exercise. And that's one way that I can relieve stress. Now, I want to share something with you because I was very stressed yesterday. And I have actually someone helping me with it right now because there has been an unusual amount of negative energy in our community. And I've not only helped myself but helped others with it. It's not always about yourself. You know, if you've got people that are stressed around you, you want to send as much help to them as well, especially if you're working with them. I had a situation in my household where we're, of course, selling the house, and I have a beautiful yard and a kind of a fence that's sort of a kind of natural fence that dogs can't jump over because of the way the mountain is. Yet there was these two areas that this precious dog, there's nothing wrong with the dog, but the dog would jump over that fence area. And to keep our dog safe, we would have to close our gate. And then he would get trapped in our yard, meaning he was safe, but he couldn't get out. So we had to finally just keep the gate open, which was not good for our dogs because then they had to stay in another enclosed area, which wasn't fair to them. So I finally took it upon myself yesterday, which sometimes when these upsets happen in your workplace or your home environment, sometimes if you see it as a gift and find the gift, you realize, wow, this isn't so difficult. So what my daughter and I did yesterday was we went out and spent a few dollars. You know, thankfully we have the few dollars to spend, but honestly, I would really rather have had a massage. But regardless, we put it on fence materials. And we fenced this area in such a way that the dog can't get in now. So, and we tested him, so I don't think he can. And if he does get trapped, then I will just call the neighbors and I will say, here's your dog. I can't find a solution to keep him out. This is the, you know, if she already knows there's a problem. But, you know, maybe you can. Maybe you can come up with a solution to keep the dog from jumping in here, because it's not good for our dogs, not good for your dogs, and it's certainly not good for my selling the house. So, you know, I mentioned that because every time I get so overwhelmed with stress, which happens very, very rarely because I have some wonderful tools, but sometimes, folks, stress can come from outside of you. And if people are sending daggers to you, or if there's some ugliness going on in your environment, then, you know, negative thoughts towards you or something like that, then there are some, you know, you need to learn to put up some defenses for that without hurting other people. It's not about hurting other people, but you must protect yourself. And I want to share something with you tonight that will help you. And I want to just take a little deep breath right now, because this is the best that I have ever experienced. It comes from Brenda Pantango. I have talked to other people that have used similar ones, but I want to give credit where credit is due. Now, we all know about light, and we know how light can help us. So, you know, some people may say, well, Vicki, that's not unique to her. But the way that I want to share it is, and I always like to give credit to those, I have my own techniques as well. But when you feel like that you simply cannot handle the stress and it is overwhelming to you, then what you can do is cut the cord around you. You ask Archangel Michael, and I have an earlier show about this too. The whole hour was addressed on it, about handling stress and cutting cords and all. But you cut the cords, and it depends on how you want to do it. But you can cut them all at once, or you can take time to do them. I just get Archangel Michael, just cut them all. Just say, that's it, Archangel Michael, cut them, cut the cords. And you take the cord itself, that energy that's filled with negativity, typically. Otherwise, you wouldn't be stressed. And you fill it up with what you want to fill it up with: love, abundance, peace, freedom, happiness, wisdom, joy. And then you send it up to Archangel Michael, whomever you want to communicate with, Saint Germain, whatever. And you just say, I can't tell you what to put in the other person, the other part of that toward the other person, because then that's violating their karma. But you just release it and fill it with love and light for you. And then you take that, and then you clear out your space by just taking some deep breaths. And you really, really, I don't really like to get into breathing and all that on the air, because I think it's almost annoying when I hear it. So I'm not going to get into that. But you take some deep breaths. And you breathe until you start to relax. And you breathe out all that negativity, sending it up to the highest of lights so that that can be healed. You don't want to send it out to the world and cause damage for somebody else. You want to release it so that it doesn't come back again. And then after that, you know, you just start to get relaxed. And, y'all, it doesn't take very long. I do it in the car. Because a lot of times I'll get stressed from sitting in the car too long. My back will hurt or something. And then what you do at that point is then you surround yourself with all the different colors. I usually start out with beautiful white, because I love that white energy around me. And then I will start out with, then I'll begin to progress, and I'll surround my whole body, my head, my feet, everything. I just see myself in this beautiful white bubble. And then I'll see myself in a yellow bubble that surrounds the white bubble. And then I see, sometimes I'll use blue and orange. And then I'll surround myself with that. And you can imagine the beautiful colors now that are emanating from our auras when you do this. And then you can put the rainbow colors. And then all of a sudden you can put white again. And, you know, you can just feel this beautiful, just this bubble of gorgeous, beautiful healing and loving light all around you. And then if you're going, as Brenda says, if you're going into a circumstance where you're really in a lot of places where you're going to get a lot of negativity, you know, going to the store, going to football games, going to concerts, going to places like that, going to work, going to appointments where there's other people, other situations, going to the vet, going where anybody's suffering, like the hospital. And then you can put this realm of titanium around you. Just fill your aura with titanium. And then do this a couple of times a day. And you will find that your ability to block off stress, and I do it sometimes when I'm just walking, you know, down the road or something, because I'll feel some energy coming in. I have that ability to feel it, and everybody else does too. You get that kind of sick feeling, or you get that feeling of tiredness, and it can happen even when you're eating something that isn't good for you. You know how that tired feeling when you get after you've eaten? That's because you've eaten something that isn't good for you. It's pulled your energies down. You maybe have eaten too much. Maybe it was really good for you, but you ate too much. So your body's like, oh, heaven forbid, what did Vicki put in our body? You know? So, and you can talk to your higher self and your inner child, and you can get help that way. I always, when I connect with my inner child and my higher self, if they're together, I know I'm okay. You know, I know things are okay. And I work with my inner child and my higher self, you know, 24/7. I mean, if I can't get to sleep at night, here's another example of handling stress. I tend to wake up sometimes around 4, because that's a lot of times when spirit talks to you as well. And sometimes if I, you know, I'm not able to get to sleep, I will talk to my higher self and my guides and say, hey, folks, y'all, I have to wake up at 7 this morning or 6 sometimes, and I really need to get some sleep. Please help me. And within a five minutes, I'm asleep typically. If and also I want to plug something in here. Nobody's paid me to do this. Believe me, yeah, I would love to be paid for something like this. But Solus, S-O-L-U-S, with 5-HTP is a sleep and relaxation aid. It is better than anything I've ever taken. I've taken melatonin. I've taken valerian root. But this is some sort of combination that my health food store provided with me, because I was taking valerian root to help with stress and melatonin, and it just wasn't, it's not saying it wasn't working. I'm not going to say that, but it wasn't working to the point where I was getting an 8-hour restful sleep. And I will tell you that this SOLUS is the best I've ever had. Is it more expensive than just buying melatonin or valerian root? Yes, regretfully it is. Yeah, but if it works, y'all, I tell you, sometimes it's okay to pay those extra dollars. If it works, it's worth it. So I've not been paid to promote Solus, but I can tell you, it is the best. When I go to sleep at night now, I'm like, I've only used it for 4 or 5 nights, and I ran out of it on one night because the lady gave me samples, and I was like, oh, cool, I could hardly sleep that night. So it's not addictive or anything like that, but it just wasn't as restful of a sleep. So, but the reason why I say that is getting back to balanced life in this physical world, when we sleep, we are connecting with spirit. And if we don't have that 8 hours to connect with spirit, completely free of the physical universe stress, then we wake up more stressed. We wake up upset. We wake up in bad moods because we haven't had that time where we get to leave this physical world as far as soul-wise, if I'm making sense, I hope I am. Then you come back waking up very stressed. It's not good. So what you want to do is you do want to get a restful sleep. I was listening to the news, and I do listen to the news, by the way, because I'm very, very interested in the political arena. I mean, we've got a chance to have a fabulous world or a socialist world. And, you know, I will make no bones about it. I'm for the fabulous world. I'm for freedom. And so I, when I listen to this, it's amazing because I am able to listen to all of this and still be stress-free. And when you've had a lot of sleep, you are able to handle life better. One of the, and I learned this at a place in Ohio for folks who had been victims of cults. And I can't think of the name of it right now, but I will find it if anybody's interested in knowing the name of it. It is in Ohio, and it works with those who have been involved with abusive relationships and or cults, which, well, there's no difference. And one of the best or worst ways, I should say, it's not best, but the worst ways that they work with you is to keep you sleep deprived. And that way they can control you better. And so for a balanced life, sleep is vital. Now, my daughter wants to go to public school next year, not that she doesn't mind going to private, but she wants to try it because there's really good school where we want to move. And I told her, I said, you know, you've been able to sleep in. You've had plenty, 8 to 10, 12 hours a night sometimes when you needed it. It's not going to be that way anymore. And I feel these children, some of them, are their adrenals are getting out because they're so sleep deprived. So I ask you, if you are stressed, the first thing you can do on a physical basis is find something to help you sleep. If you're like me, where your mind goes a mile a minute, and you go, oh my gosh, I got to do this, 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 and this. And how do you ever sleep with that? Because you're physically, you know, not grounded. When you go to sleep, your body needs to be grounded. So you ground yourself, you know, you really need to be grounded when you're really wanting to rest, not out there in space trying to figure out how you're going to handle everything. So sleep is extremely important. And that will help getting a good night's sleep. Now, I don't know how some of our politicians do it. I know that some of our politicians, you can see it, that it's affecting them. Others tend to do better. I don't know if they're, you know, different body types. I'm not a specialist on any of that. But my body requires 8 hours. Last night, I got 7 hours. Before the show tonight, I slept an hour and a half because I was absolutely exhausted. And it wasn't my exhaustion from anything but stress. And so when I got that extra sleep, my stress level went way, 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 way down because I wasn't exhausted anymore. So in this crazy world, and I have to say sometimes, y'all, it's pretty crazy. We have got to be able to handle our own stress. Now, let's say that you have to be vocal about something at work and you're not used to being vocal. That's not the way you lived your life. Well, maybe karmically, spirit is asking you to get a grip on it and be a little bit more assertive so that you can stand up for yourself, not in a negative way. But you know what? If you're making let's say you're making $50 an hour and somebody else is making $100 an hour and they're doing the same thing, you better speak up. You know, you better speak up and say, you know, something's wrong here. I got to speak up for myself, because if you don't, you're going to get very stressed over this and you really can't blame anybody else for it, because you got to handle it within yourself. I think that's the biggest lesson that we all can learn from. We have to handle our own lives without harming others, but speaking up. When I was verbally attacked this week, and some of the ugliest things, it's called defamation, by the way, but some of the ugliest things were said about me, I knew immediately that I had the most beautiful gift that I could ever have out of this, is because nothing can affect you unless you allow it to affect you. So when I sat there with all this stuff hitting, I said, what's the gift here? Wow, I should be in gratitude for this. Now, spirit, right now, I think it's kind of, you know, sad, but I'm going to find the gratitude. And as soon as I found the gratitude in it, I started laughing, because I know that when somebody else is attacking you, and you know what I'm talking about, anybody listening that's been attacked verbally, well, spiritually and emotionally too, and that's a different subject, but I'm going to just talk about physically, you know, where they say things to you. When that happens, you have to know that, one, they're hiding something. They're afraid of you. They're afraid of what you could do to them. And back to, they're hiding something. They don't want you to know. So if someone starts to verbally attack you, know right up front, I wonder what they're hiding. I wonder what they're afraid of. Because all they're doing is trying to defend themselves in a way that they're really, honestly, y'all, they should just have a big old sign up in front of them that says, I am hiding. If you're someone that handles finances and you won't provide the bank statements to the people who are asking, do you not think those people know you're hiding something? Bank statements are easily scanned in. Bank statements are easy to provide. You get them every month. If you can't provide those bank statements, you know that that person's hiding something. They may not be criminal, but they're hiding something. So always remember that when you're verbally being attacked, or emotionally, but, you know, well, actually, when you're verbally being attacked, it's emotional anyway, and it's spiritual too. Just remember that you have a gift in there. And that gift may be to be honest with yourself and say, that's interesting. But what am I doing? Am I hiding something from myself? Maybe it's as simple as, yeah, I am hiding something from myself. I've let this situation go on too long. I'm afraid of confronting. I'm afraid of being attacked. I don't like being attacked because I don't like the feeling that I get from it. So you back down. And they know that. Bullies know that. People that are bullies know that people don't like to confront. They don't like that feeling they get. So this is where you, as a spiritual being, need to learn that balanced life so that when you get those attacks, however they come into you, and you will feel them, whether you feel emotionally drained, angry yourself, or just sad, you will know that there is a gift there for you to look within, because you can't change those people. People are not going to change just because you get upset. And so, you know, don't even go there. You give away your power. You don't want people to have your power. You want yourself to have it. That's a gift that the Spirit gave you. You have to own your power, not power as in controlling others, but power in being connected. Back to that balanced life, being connected. So when you have an upset, look within to find the solution. Do not go outward. Now, there are things that you must do. You know, it's like if there's a situation where you know that if you say something, no one will respond because they have chosen to be inflexible and chosen to believe a certain way, then you know to get someone else to speak on your behalf. You know that's the best solution. So be open to that flexibility of, you know, maybe we should do it this way instead of just because you have the idea. Maybe you should let somebody else have your idea just so that you can get some movement on the situation. You're looking for solutions here to de-stress the situation. So we have to be flexible enough to kind of take the ego away from us. So yeah, maybe you think, well, I should get credit for that at work. That should be my gift. Well, maybe you're going to get the gift anyway, but it will come in a way that will be, just a little different maybe than you thought it was going to come. We have to be open to God's gifts to us. And the more flexible that we are, I mean, I went through a process today that I had to be extremely flexible on. And I learned a lot by listening. I did express myself, that I had no problem doing. But at the same time, I had to be very open to hearing, maybe I never thought of it that way. And that it helped to de-stress the situation. Now, I want to talk to y'all because I love doing my radio show. But I have to tell you, I wonder sometimes if anybody's listening. I wonder if I'm really doing this for the right reasons, in the sense of is maybe I'm just doing it for myself. Maybe I'm doing it for you. Maybe it's a combination. And that's what I feel. And that's what feels comfortable to me when I say that. And I'd like to ask you, if there are listeners out there, you don't have to contact me directly. You can go through BBS. But I would like to know if you're really listening, because I've been questioning whether I should continue the show, because I really don't know if anyone's out there listening, if I'm really assisting people. And I'm here to be of service on this radio show. And I love doing the radio show. It's a highlight. Yet at the same time, I want to make sure that maybe my subject matter is being heard correctly, and I can't please everybody. I can only give you what I know is truth for me. But I would like your ideas. Are you listening? Do you enjoy the show? That type of thing, because I want to have guests on, and I want to enjoy this and have it as a service, but I want to make sure that there are people listening out there. So go to BBS Radio and let me know that you're out there. Just, you don't even have to give your name if you don't want to. Yes, I enjoy your show. Please keep staying on BBS because we enjoy it, that type of thing. I just need to know that is possibly out there. I want to make a comment. We have a few more minutes. I want to make a comment that in today's society, we truly are a world out of communication. And I say that because people, I know that with the circumstance that I went through this week, there were some explosions of verbiage. In other words, people have been suppressing things for so long that when the pot was stirred, I mean, it was like a volcano had erupted. And most people, I would say, 90% of the people are in deep gratitude that this is happening. But a lot of people are saying, oh, no, now I got to work. Oh, no, I got to do something. And it scares them. So they just kind of want to go back into their little cave and pretend nothing's happening. But when something affects their lives, they're kind of almost forced to do it. If you're home and you're in a POA situation and you have no POA that's operating for you or anybody, it's not just you, but anybody, you know, and you've lost $100,000 on your house, you know, you better wake up and say, you know what, I'm going to have to do something. I don't care if people scream at me or not. And yes, you may have to work a little bit more or just give up the $100,000. I don't, you know, whatever. But you have to make choices sometimes, and you have to decide, is it worth stirring the pot for, or is it better just to be boiled over and let it all go down into nothingness until it's just nothing but a broth, if you may, where it won't help anybody. So sometimes there's karma involved in that, where you're supposed to help other people and that your karma is to help other people. Maybe you were in another life where you didn't help people and you were supposed to. Maybe you were ahead of a POA and you didn't help people. So then you go to the effect of it. So there are nobody can know what your karma is. And please don't let anybody tell you that you have this karma or that karma for doing something. Nobody can tell you that. That's only something that you and maybe your spiritual coach or something can help you with. But they can't even say, you know, yes, you have karma because you did that. And that is not right. For me to say that, and I won't say it, but all I can speak for myself, though, that maybe I had some karmic situation that I need to go through, and I felt today that I had broken through that. I don't know what it is, but I know that I had received a message from someone who had crossed over that basically said, you're just about through the karmic issues here. And once that's done, everything will resolve. And when I heard that message, I thought, what a strange message to get. You know, you only have this much time on this karmic issue. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. And this person has just recently crossed over, so they can still understand time as compared to maybe archangels or spiritual guides that have been gone from this planet. They don't necessarily think in time. But someone that's just crossed over and are on some of the lower planes can comprehend the time issue much, much better than those that have transcended into different realms. And there are all these different schools and realms and all of that. So it's very fascinating to me. And I hope that tonight I have assisted you in some way with understanding the solutions to stress. There's not ever going to be one simple way to do it. You may take walks, but what I'm helping you with right now, I hope, is to give you a solution that will be long-term, that you can get in the habit of, and that you can do while at work. Because I know that it's de-stressing when you leave to go home and walk and maybe have a sip of wine or do some exercises. But you've got 8 or 9 hours in an environment. You don't want to wait 8 or 9 hours to get home. You want to handle it on the spot. Because if you handle that stress on the spot, then you will find that your life goes better. You will be more balanced. So remember these two things before we close tonight. Remember that you always, 24/7, no matter when you work or where you work, you have a spiritual team. If you are not connected with them, just ask, where is my spiritual team? I need to feel you. I need to hear you. I need to know you're there. And know that your spiritual team is there for you. You just have to be there for your spiritual team. That's my little puppy dog. So when you, they're obviously having a stressful moment. And so when you can communicate with them in that way, it will assist you tremendously in handling it so that by 10 o'clock in the morning, you will enjoy the rest of the day compared to maybe being 5 o'clock in the afternoon and being so stressed that you can hardly even breathe. So do that favor to yourself to breathe, connect with spirit, handle what communication you have to handle. And this is the last thing I want to say before I talk about next week's show. never write anything down and send it on email or text before you have settled down. Breathe, reread it. It has to be done in the next hour. Fine, do it. But give it a breather, reread it 3 or 4 times. Let it settle down before you send it, because Facebook, texting, and email can, I mean, you can feel the energy over them. So if you send somebody something in bold print and send it, you know they're going to be upset with that, because bold print is like screaming. And so just remember that. Next week, I want to talk about daughters. My daughter wanted me to talk about daughters, so I am. And I hope that you will tune in next week at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern, for the Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki. And please let me hear from you. I really want to know if you are listening to the show, if you're enjoying the show, if you have maybe a suggestion for the show. And I would love to hear from you. Until then, be blessed, live a balanced life, and find something to be in gratitude for. Good night.